it took them a minute to kind of get moving around and get back to pace. We lost a special teams period because we refused to get a playoff in 60 seconds. So, I mean, but guys bounced back after that and seemed to have a little bit better, you know, momentum and kind of tempo at practice. And we got a certain standard, and that's what we're going to live by.
Is that a little bit normal? I know it's probably annoying, but, you know, you go from camp mode to now, hey, we're prep mode. It's regular season now.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, we've got another day off tomorrow. So we gave them 2 days to find a place to live and that kind of thing after our scrimmage day on Saturday or Friday. So they've had a couple of days off, and anytime you do that, it's a little bit flat, you know. So we've got another day off tomorrow, and then we come back with our day one.
Luches Pure for you. I think you had him for about a half year in Saskatchewan. That'd be correct.
Yeah.
What? How much has he changed as a player, and what is he offering your defense this year?
Well, I mean, he's a playmaker. I mean, everywhere he's been, you know, he's a violent tackler. He's a guy that can play multiple positions. If we have an injury, he's the guy that can bounce from position to position and can get you through the game. And certainly when the ball's in the air, he can make football plays.
You see him at safety more than
other? He'll be a safety.
Okay, so what does he – is he kind of the glue back there, would you say, or what's his kind of look?
Well, you know, he's a guy – he is a football player. I mean, he's always going to be around the football. He's a guy that he's going to lead his group. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting at times because he's, you know, he's not ashamed to share his opinion with folks. And if he doesn't think you're playing hard, then he's going to let you know, which is a good thing.
Is his role maybe important along with Ed because you could have three rookies in the backfield?
Oh, absolutely.
Backfield.
I mean, you got to have somebody that's been through, you know, been through the games and been through it before, been through the rigors of a CFL season. So certainly we're going to lean on their experience.
Jake Julian, tell me about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that we've known since he went through the draft a couple of years ago. I mean, he had a really good career in college down in the States and got a tremendous leg. He gave us plenty of 4.5s and 4.7s today. So, you know, that's really all we're asking him to do, just kick it 45, 50 yards and give us 4.5 to, you know, to 5.0 hang time.
I understand the mean tweets are coming out today that you read. How'd you enjoy that?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I've never even seen that before. They kind of gave me an example of what to look for. But, you know, I'm not the most overly entertaining person in the world, you know. So it's going to be interesting.
Have you seen the final take yet?
I have not.
No.
So I'm about afraid to look at it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.